Even the malachas which are permissible, if it's tzorach hamoed and it's a ma'aseh hedyo, or it's a ma'aseh umam, but it's davar aved, you're only allowed to do it for yourself or for others for free. You're not allowed to accept payment for doing these malachos, even if they are mutter, because, as Mishnah Berurah says, accepting payment on chol hamoed is considered to be of the dechol, and therefore it is prohibited. And even getting something behavla, or Nissan Karel, it says, is not okay. By Shabbos, we say you're allowed to include payment of Shabbos within the payment of the rest of the week. But if the Isser on Chol HaMoed is of the Dechol, so doing it in Havla won't help you, because it's still considered to be of the Dechol. So that's why that's us. There are some poskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, who hold that if the Balabais is not able to do the Malacha himself, and he's not able to find anyone that's willing to do it without getting paid, so then he's allowed to pay them if it's a tzorach hamoed, because those people aren't willing to do it otherwise. The machaber continues, Amiyu imeno nosein lo sachar katzo vel shochal imo bischaro mutter. If you don't give him a payment for doing the work, rather you just give him food in place of a payment, so then that's permissible. The Ramah adds, a davar aved mutter laso safil bischar katzo. A davar aved, you're allowed to pay someone to do, even with a set price. The Ber Halacha says, though, if you could find a non-Jew who's willing to do it, then that's better. Better to find a non-Jew to do Davar Avid for you than to hire a Jewish worker to do it. And even though the Elia Rabba is not sure about this, in the Sharatzin, it says, Chachila, it's Pasha, that this is how one should act. Sif Beis. Kol Malacha Mutter Lasosa Alide Poel. Any malacha is mutter to be done for by a worker. If there's someone who doesn't have any food, so you can hire someone to do the work for you, any malacha, no matter what it is, in order that he'll have food to be able to eat. This is even if it's not letzorach hamoed, and a shinui is not required. The Meshech Chachma explains the reason for this heter is because the mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel is mefurish in the Torah, and Isser Malacha on chol hamoed is only midrabanan, so the doraisa of Simchas HaRegel overrides the Isser of Chol HaMoed, so that's why this person is able to do work in order to get money. But this must be, the Mishnah Berurah says, if he has nothing at all, not even bread and food, bread and water. But if he has bread and water, that's going to be enough for him to not be allowed to do the malacha. And there are some who say that even if he has, but he doesn't have enough for Tzarcha Yantif, then that's going to be permissible. The Beralacha says that if he's able to get money through a loan, it's unclear, would he then be able to do the work? The Rambam says that even if he's able to get a loan, he's still able to go do the work instead, because a person would rather, Yigia Kapav is more meaningful to him, so he'd rather make the money on his own than take a loan. And the same thing is true regarding tzedakah, that the poskim say that if someone is able to get tzedakah instead of doing the work, then he'd be allowed to do the work also. He wouldn't have to take tzedakah, because a person would rather not take tzedakah. And even if he has stuff that he's able to sell, the Mishnah Berurah says he's allowed to do the malacha. He doesn't have to sell all his stuff in order to avoid doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. So this heter of Poel, Ve'en Lo Ma Yochal, applies in all situations.